So, listen, let me start off here. I don't know about y'all, but as a kid, I used to go to summer camp. I did. My first foray into the week-long camp experience, some of y'all may have been there, was Camp Winnetoska in Pell City, Alabama. We had s'mores, we had screened-in cabins, we had shaving cream battles, we dressed up like Indians for the big bonfire night. Every time I went there, there were older guys who had given up part of their summer to be camp counselors, and they lived right there in our cabins, ate our meals with us, led us in Bible studies, sprayed us with mosquito repellent, and straightened us out when we got out of line. And sometimes there were pranksters. I remember once when I was 11, I was at Camp Winnetoska for a week, and in my cabin, I had one of the top bunks. Apparently, I had no trouble being away from home because I slept like a rock. After a full day of hiking, swimming, horseback riding, and dodgeball, my 11-year-old self was wiped out. And I'll never forget one morning, waking up when the bugle sounded, to find my bunk in the middle of the floor with all my cabin mates staring at me. Well, I had a top bunk. How did I get down here? I was so confused. I had no idea how I got there. It turns out that during the night, the counselors thought it'd be a hoot to try and carry me outside, bunk bed and all. So without me waking up for a second, they had apparently lifted my top bunk off the rack, tried to carry me out the door, but the bed was too big. I'm told they turned it every which way. They finally gave up and just left me in the middle of the room. Everybody watched it happen. I slept right through it. But after I got over my initial shock, we all got a good laugh out of it. I mean, I wasn't mad. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I trusted my counselors. I never thought for a second there was any harm in it. And I'll tell you why on that. Because they had earned our trust. They had already established, my counselors did, that they had our best interests at heart. You see, just days earlier, another one of the counselors had actually gotten out of line. He was a high school kid working with elementary age boys. He thought that being the cool counselor gave him the right to be a bully. If he didn't like you or he thought you were moving too slow or he just had a bad moment, he would shove a kid or call him demeaning names or rub shaving cream in your face. But what do you do when you're just a knothead 11-year-old boy and that guy's in charge and he's older than you? Isn't he supposed to be the boss? Didn't the adults who ran the camp pick him because they thought he was good for us? And so the bullying continued for several days, and we found ourselves trying to stay out of his way. But then the older counselors caught wind of it. I'll never forget how the rest of us sat upright in our beds one evening, listening to the older counselors just wearing him out in the next room. One of the guys looked around at all of us who were sitting there with shocked faces as we listened to them fussing at him, and I still remember him saying, "I don't feel bad for him. He deserves it." Well, the bully was gone by the next day. And at that point, those other older guys, they were our heroes. They could have hung me up by my toes and fed me worms, and I would have laughed because they had already proven themselves to us. You see, it matters when you're a kid to know whether or not you can trust your camp counselors. But the point is this. Adults need to be keenly aware of who's working with their kids. They are our children first, and we cannot just simply take for granted that anyone with the name and title of camp counselor is automatically okay. And the adults who choose to work with kids in their organizations also bear some responsibility. Anybody who works with children should be required to go through some measure of scrutiny, some background check, some criteria-based interviewing. And if you're in charge of any program that works with minor children, then ask yourself, are you putting people in charge of kids that you wouldn't allow to babysit for your own children? Do school superintendents and principals and camp directors and scoutmasters and youth ministers and coaches, do they need volunteers? Absolutely. But not at the expense of our kids' well-being and safety and welfare. Any program that hosts children in the absence of their parents bears a great deal of responsibility. And unfortunately, some programs have either become lazy or they've become enmeshed in their own agendas that have no place in the activities they have with kids. Which brings me to a story that came to light in a big way over the weekend. So I've been hearing lately that there's problems at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville. And I was told anecdotally that space camp was getting a bit weird, that there was a tendency to allow young girls' privacy to be violated by having a transgender bathroom policy. I made several inquiries, but I had no real grounds for concern other than second and third-hand rumors. But this past weekend, it got real. It's not the case of a few kids having gender dysphoria asking to use the wrong restroom. No, not at all. It's the counselors themselves. Or in space camp parlance, the space camp trainers. Trainers who post on their social media how proud they are to be, quote, a coded-based genderqueer trainer, proudly wearing the rainbow flag on a space camp uniform. Mothers are now relating how shocked they are to find out that male trainers who, quote, identify as females are sleeping on the girls' floor. walking into the girls' changing areas while they dress. No parents are being told in advance. None. They were not advised that a state-run world-class facility in good old Red State, Alabama, was of the mind that men can pretend to be women and then get to work with little girls, and representing that this is just normal. But it's not. Not by a long shot. So hear me when I say this. I may not agree with someone's personal life decisions, but what happens in the privacy of their home, to the extent that it's not illegal, is not something that I'm going to usually jump on. Until it spills over into what is supposed to be a safe place for our kids, and then I am next level on fire. Y'all, Space Camp is a national treasure. It's an asset to this state. My own daughter went there when she was young. She had the time of her life. Movies have been made about it. Parents spend thousands of dollars to send their kids to Space Camp. It attracts kids from all over the world, and apparently it now attracts a crew of individuals who have found their own way to take their agendas into the lives of our kids. And it's wrong. It's wrong. And it will not go unspoken. It will not be left alone. The Alabama Space Science Exhibit Commission is the organization that oversees the museum and the space camp. The commission has some amazing people who serve on it. And the commission receives millions of dollars every year in state appropriations and local tax dollars to support what they do. And they have some by God explaining to do. And fast. Because the word I'm hearing is this is escalating at an enormous rate, with parents expressing their outrage and future attendees already dropping out. So let me just affirm, all of you, hear me this. Parents, you absolutely have a right to speak out. You have rights, you have responsibilities as a parent, and anyone who tells you to mind your own business and go stand quietly in the corner, they are the ones out of line. This can be a parent's first issue. This can be a religious liberty issue. This can be a civil rights issue. These are our children. Our children. Our children. Likewise, I think you ought to make it known to your child, please do, that they can tell you when something makes them uncomfortable. They don't have to accept that just because an adult is in the room means that the adult can do or say whatever they want. No child should be made to feel insecure or threatened just so that an adult with a mental issue can feel better about themselves. And lastly, everyone who can hear my voice right now, you are represented by someone in your state or local government. You have state representatives, state senators, county commissioners, mayors, council members, and they all need to hear from you. They do. They need to know that you are not okay with children being exposed to agendas that put them into awkward and insecure positions. Little girls should not have grown men pretending to be women walk into their changing rooms. They shouldn't. Especially when the parents had no idea. Especially when the parents have trusted their daughter to the organization and are not there to defend their child. So yeah, here's my thought. Let's put summer camp back where it used to be. How about putting summer camp back to a place where it's about the kids and not about the adults and their agendas? How about going back to a place where there's purpose and transparency and deep and meaningful intent just to make kids' lives better without trying to foist our adult lifestyles on them and gloat about it on social media? I don't give a rat's hind in whether you think that you're the best gender-coded queer trainer at space camp. You got no business making it a part of our kids' lives. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Yeah, so Moms for Liberty has been all over this, doing FOIA requests, keeping me posted, and they just got their information together here around the same time this story broke. We'll talk to Emily Jones, and we'll talk to that dad. And I'm telling you right now, it's a national story, and the state's about to make some changes, in my opinion. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.